AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The rain has stopped in Charleston after a historic storm that left six people dead in South Carolina. Homes flooded, cars stranded, and power off. Governor Nikki Haley tells the Today Show that 2 feet of rain fell in some spots during a rainstorm the likes of which hasn't been seen in 1,000 years, she says. Their challenge now?
We actually have a lot of county closings, school closings. Our focus is keeping the power on, and right now we're dealing with just clean water issues and making sure that people have water.
The storm stretched beyond South Carolina. In Georgia, more than 14,000 customers are still without power this morning. Word just into us from the Coast Guard that the U.S.-based cargo ship that disappeared during a hurricane off the coast of the Bahamas sank. There were 28 Americans on board. The Coast Guard is holding a news conference this hour. The Pentagon is correcting the record with regard to that U.S. airstrike that hit a hospital in Afghanistan. This was on Saturday. 22 people were killed. Army General John Campbell said this morning at the Pentagon that the airstrike was requested by Afghan forces who have been fighting the Taliban in the city of Kunduz. General Campbell said he was correcting an earlier statement that the airstrike was meant to defend U.S. forces.
Unfortunately, the Taliban have decided to remain in the city and fight from within, knowingly putting civilians at significant risk of harm.
Doctors Without Borders calls what happened at its hospital a war crime. There's word from Indonesia they found the wreckage of a small passenger plane that disappeared last week with 10 people on board. The wreckage found in a mountainous area. No word on why the plane went down. Philadelphia area colleges and universities are increasing security amid an FBI warning about an online posting that threatens violence. This is AP Radio News. A Long Island DA's controversial policy of not allowing prosecutors to have handguns, even at home, is sparking a debate. Our Julie Walker's in New York.
The Nassau County DA's office loosened the policy last week, but still prohibits prosecutors from carrying guns at work. The office cites the dangers involved. But some DAs say they let prosecutors carry guns precisely because their jobs can be dangerous. The Syracuse DA has even offered to pay for his prosecutors' gun permits. In the U.S., more than a dozen prosecutors have been killed in the last century, at least 8 of them targeted in the line of duty. Julie Walker, New York.
Days after that deadly shooting at a community college in Oregon, Hillary Clinton is unveiling her new gun control measures aimed at strengthening background checks and eliminating legal immunity for sellers. The Dow is up 165. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.